Hi, everyone, and welcome to the On the Grow podcast by the Holistic Coaching Coalition. We are a group of women out of the Frederick, Maryland area who are regularly getting together in a variety of different ways. We do retreats in the area. We do virtual coaching. We do podcasts, and that's what we're working on today. So I have on the line Coach Donna Cattell, who is one of the partner coaches with the Holistic Coaching Coalition, and Coach Kelly Rouse Brown, one of the founders of the Holistic Coaching Coalition. And I am Coach Laura Hall, and today we are going to be talking about living a resilient life. This is a topic that is near and dear to Coach Donna's heart. So we've invited her here today to educate and inspire us around what it means to live a resilient life. So Donna, I'm wondering, when I hear that topic or hear that statement, live a resilient life, a lot of things come to mind for me. But I'm curious, in your words, what does living a resilient life look like? What does it mean? And what would you say is the key to living a resilient life?
Yeah, great question, Laura. I think the key to living resiliently is to always be willing to keep moving forward, even if it's just taking one baby step, and then embracing as many options that you can find to build your skill around doing that. I think resilience is often something that we feel we build over a long period of time, and it's a result of big life-changing circumstances like death, divorce, loss of a job, or something else that really takes us out of our comfort zone and causes us to feel some type of setback. And I think that the rubber band analogy is often used in describing resilience, you know, how you can stretch a rubber band and it bounces right back to its original shape. I think the same can be true for us. We can be stretched by life circumstances, and if we have a strong sense of resilience, eventually we bounce back to our original state that we were in before we were stretched. So I definitely believe in that, and I also believe that building what I would call a resilience muscle is a daily practice, not just something that's built in times of great challenge over the long term. And I think that I came to realize that especially after I read a really wonderful book called Micro Resilience, which is all about utilizing some very specific techniques that kind of battle those daily energy drains that we all experience. And I'm always intrigued when someone has a new twist on a topic that really interests me, especially a topic like resilience. So The book Micro Resilience was written by Bonnie St. John and Alan P. Haynes. I have reread that book so many times because the content is so rich and I learn something new each time. And that's why I thought I really wanted to share a little bit about the content of that book and talk a little bit about some of those strategies that are outlined in the book. The book is packed with about, I'd say, 20 strategies to build your daily resilience to counteract energy drains and then allow you to focus and leave you feeling more refreshed and able to tackle whatever you have on your to-do list. So as both of you know from previous events that I've been at, Cattell Coaching, my coaching practice is about connecting with women to really give them new and different tools to help them design the life they truly intend to live. And I believe that life design process, as I call it, is a lot like a home renovation or a home makeover process. And resilience is one of my favorite life design accessories. I guess you could say it's the same as, say, great artwork enhancing a room in a house that makes the room more enjoyable. I think resilience is absolutely an essential accessory for your life design plan, and building your resilience will allow you to experience more energy, focus, and productivity in your daily life. And I think that the strategies, too, from this book that we can talk a little bit about today are very much in line with the Holistic Coaching Coalition. It's all about heart, mind, body, and spirit. and being focused on those different components and thinking about how you can make some small shifts, or what the book refers to as micro shifts, in the way that you choose to respond to whatever life throws at you throughout your whole day. So, you know, I think that's probably a long answer to your question, but I think that's what, for me, that's what resilience is all about.
I'd love to hear more about this micro resistance book and techniques. And, you know, what I'm curious about, Donna, what are some of the things or ways to shift that get in the way of us being, you know, resilient throughout the day? That for me would be so helpful, because, you know, I think about a lot of the things that get in the way, those bumps along the way that kind of get us off track. And I would be curious to know what are some of the things that you would define getting in the way to being resilient throughout the day. And how do we identify that?
Yeah, I think that's another great question. And I think it's probably different for each person. But, you know, I do think there's probably some commonality amongst all of us. I think sometimes we think that moving at that warp speed and then just collapsing at the end of the day, or maybe we're even collapsing mid-afternoon, is just normal for everybody. Laura, I know you're a Brené Brown expert, and I think Brené, doesn't she even say that sometimes people consider themselves to be, when they're overly busy and totally exhausted, that it's sort of some kind of badge of honor? Isn't that one of the things they talked about in the Gifts of Imperfection? Am I remembering that correctly?
You are.
So, I mean, so I think that, you know, I think sometimes we feel like we just, I don't know, sometimes I think we might feel good about saying, oh, I'm just so busy, I'm so exhausted, I have so much going on. I think that's a piece of it. I think another thing that can kind of get in the way of truly being resilient is this feeling that we don't have time to take care of ourselves physically or mentally because we're just too busy for that, like as if that's a luxury. Because I think when we are really busy, that's when we especially need to take care of ourselves. And I think another thought is, you know, perhaps sometimes we just feel more comfortable operating the way that we know how to act. And we resist trying some new and different things to address challenges. You know, sometimes staying stuck may just feel more comfortable than trying something new, because sometimes we feel like we just know how to feel stuck, and we just, you know, we stay there and maybe resist becoming resilient and moving forward.
Ooh, I can relate to that on technology.
Yes, me too. I mean, I definitely think those micro-resilience strategies highlight how taking the time to build our resistance in these small ways every single day can immediately help you become more effective and then move throughout your day in a more energized way. And I don't know about both of you, but I am always looking for ways to increase my personal energy level. I feel like that is always on the top of my wish list. So being energized and being resilient, I believe, go hand in hand.
So Don, I think you mentioned that the book talked about 20 different techniques. I'm curious, what are some of the ones that you find especially helpful or that you really liked?
Yeah. There are so many good ones. And like I said, I've reread the book so many times just because I think it's so valuable. One of the things that it talks about, and I even wrote a blog about this for the Holistic Coaching Coalition within the last month or two, was the topic of multitasking instead or being laser focused. And it probably doesn't surprise you that it makes sense the brain functions best if it focuses on one thing at a time. But I think we've all learned over the decades that we've been alive that multitasking is almost an essential for us. So something that I have really been experimenting with recently, and Kelly, I think you and I were talking to one of the other participants in one of our retreats last month about this, but I was saying how I set a timer on my iPhone for maybe 30 minutes and just say, for 30 minutes, I'm not going to focus on anything else. I'm not going to let myself get sidetracked. I'm not going to answer a random email that comes in. I'm just going to focus on this one thing that I really believe 30 minutes and I will be able to accomplish it. So it's almost like a little competition with myself. And I'm constantly surprised when I do it how effective it can be, because you're not doing a little bit of 10 or 20 different things. You're just doing one thing. And that might sound like a luxury, but I realize that when you have that sense of accomplishment after that first 30-minute time frame, then it does really energize you to kind of move on to some other things that you have to tackle. So for me, that laser focus approach instead of multitasking, it's something I've kind of had to unlearn, the multitasking piece. But I found that to be intriguing and actually very helpful. Another one of the techniques talks about exercise and the immediate impact that it has on your brain. So we know exercise is great for our bodies, but we don't really think that much about the impact of exercise on the brain. And research has shown that exercising right before a big meeting or before you make a presentation or before you ever are involved in some type of activity where you really want to be your best, exercise can heighten your creativity and your memory and your mood. So I really like that because I feel like exercising today can impact your performance today. And I feel like that immediate gratification, that knowing that if you do something and then immediately you'll see an impact shortly thereafter. So I felt like that was new motivation for me to exercise more often. I like that. And then I think the last one that I would really raise, and these are not necessarily the top three best techniques, but they're just three that really work for me. I think another is something I would call sensory resets. Where I try to tap into either scents or sounds that really can take me from a negative or tired state of mind to a more positive, energized state. One example is music. I love music. So I know that if I need to shift my state of mind or shift out of a tired kind of state into a more energized state, if I put on some music that I really love, it energizes me and puts me, puts me in a more positive place. And the same is true with, I have this particular body lotion that I love. It's like a nice, clean, fresh scent. And every time I put it on, it just makes me feel happier. So those two things take probably less than a minute, but they have an immediate, I get an immediate positive reaction from them. So little things like that, I think when you're incorporating all of these things into your day, in and of themselves, they're small things, but all, operating together, they can make a really huge impact.
Wow. I definitely took some notes on those top three that you mentioned. In fact, I was listening to a CD today on positive thinking, actually. And just having that in the background, I could tell that the way I moved through my morning or started my morning was more calm than, like you said, about multitasking and felt more laser focused. So I can see how that really works. I definitely get energized around scents as well. So sense and sound, so I can really relate to the sensory idea that you're bringing up. So are there any other techniques that have kind of changed the way you go through your day? I definitely love to feel more energetic with the topic here. And, boy, a little more brain power is always good. So, any other techniques that kind of help change you get through your day?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many good ones. And I think one of the others that really has been working really well for me is just a gratitude exercise, I guess I would call it. I've tried to use gratitude to counteract any kind of negative thought, whether it's a some kind of worrisome thought or a, like, what if this happens thought, or, oh, no, I hope that doesn't happen. So what I'll try to do when I feel those thoughts bubbling up is I'll just say, okay, nope, I'm not going there. I'm going to think about five things I'm really grateful for in this moment. And somehow just that shift into all these good things that are happening, although they may be just simple things throughout the day, it shifts me out of kind of getting stuck in those, you know, those negative thoughts that might be coming across my mind. So that's a big one that has been extremely impactful for me.
Ooh, love it. Thank you.
So yeah, Donna, this has been awesome. I think that anyone listening is definitely going to walk away with some new strategies or ideas of how to just build a little more resilience into their life. I know for me, I'm definitely taking away that idea that it can be a micro, like it can be a little thing. It doesn't have to be this grand thing. So as you know, we like to leave our listeners with a little question for them to ponder. So as we sign off today, I'd like to invite anybody that was listening today to just think about where in their life they might be hitting up against some resistance, whether that's in thought or feeling stuck or just, you know, not feeling like they are living their best life. And then think about what is one little thing that you could do differently or add. Maybe it's something like working on the laser focus, setting the timer. Maybe it's adding exercise. Maybe it's trying the sensory reset or the gratitude practice. Or maybe it's even something that we didn't talk about. So you know, we love to get feedback from our community and our fans. So if you've listened to this and you have another idea, post it in the comments for us. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are on how you are building micro resilience and just using resilience as a life accessory in your life. So Donna, thank you. This has been very, very educational. And Kelly, thanks for being part of the team here today. So I want to say goodbye from the Holistic Coaching Coalition, and we hope to see you at one of our events soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.